Keep your mind ever active. It's the battleground of your soul and spirit. Is that mind? And God, with His help, through renewing the spirit of your mind, can help you to ward off them demons of influence that preserves your soul and your heart. And that's what Paul said, for thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Now David said that. Who did say that? One of the great writers in the Bible. Isaiah said it, 26:3, for thou, Lord, will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because he trusteth in thee. And you know what? When you do that, God trusts in you. And that makes a wonderful relationship that's worth anything. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. We've got to get to old brother Paul. He had something to say about this loneliness. He was a lonely, forgotten man. He had to overcome that old depression that would try to come upon him and destroy him, to weaken him, to make him stop or turn aside to something else rather than the complete direction that God had given him. He knew the route was hard. He knew there was nothing easy. God showed him in Acts 20. He said, hey, the Holy Ghost witnesses everywhere I go that nothing but bonds and afflictions abide me, but none of these things move me. Neither do I count my life dear to myself, but that I may finish my course with joy and testify to the gospel of the grace of God. I want to tell you folks something. Take you to record today that I'm free from the blood of all men. And another thing I want you to know, he says, I've coveted none of your silver, nor gold, nor your apparel, your clothes. I haven't tried to get something out of you. I've tried to give you something that would last you, because I know when I'm gone, grievous wolves are going to come in, and they're going to scatter you and cause you a lot of trouble. And I've told you before. I've told you this before. That kept him in trouble, too. But he says here in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, beginning in verse 16, he said, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. He's in a terrible Roman dungeon, waiting for the guillotine of Nero. He said, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered. God even went with him through the lion's den. I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, just like Daniel was. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. God's with me. God will take care of me. Isaiah 43:2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the fire, it will not burn you. Praise God. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. God says, I'll be with you through the water. I'll be with you through the fire. Wherever you go, I'll deliver you and let you know that you're the praise of all that I provided. I'm going to live and rejoice in the praises of being always present with you to deliver you, because you trust in me. In John 15:14, there's a beautiful scripture here from the words of Jesus Christ. John 15:14. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Abraham don't have to be the only friend of God that walked with God. Abraham lived a lonely life. God trusted him. He trusted God. There was a mutual understanding between those two. You read that in the 18th chapter of the book of Genesis, where the Bible says God spoke to an angel and says, I know Abraham. I know that he'll command his family after me to serve me and keep the commandments of the Lord and to do that which is right and just. I know him. But you don't have to, Abraham don't have to be the only one. Jesus said, you're my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. If you let the Holy Ghost rule your life, you are a friend of God if the Holy Ghost rules in your life. That means Jesus is sitting on the throne of your heart and rules and reigns from the heart, the throne of your heart, to the glory of God. And we can have that wonderful relationship with God and being a real familiar friend with the Lord. Elijah the prophet stood alone as a man of God, and that's one of the most difficult things in the Bible. You find him over here in 1 Kings, the 19th chapter. He's laying alone under a juniper tree. God sends the ravens to feed him because Jezebel had sent a messenger and said, you've killed my prophets, and I'm going to make your life like one of them by tomorrow about this time. When he saw it, he took off for his life. God fed him with the ravens, and then he went 40 days in the strength of that food, the angel food. The angels fed him. The ravens fed him. And he went for 40 days alone out into the wilderness where God called him away, lonely. But yet there's where he met with the Lord, and the Lord spoke to him and revealed himself. Now what had happened over here is he stood alone in 1 Kings, the 18th chapter. The Bible says, I want you to look at this very carefully here, beginning in verse 19. Here's the trial. He had closed up the heavens and left town. Now he came back to town after this great 3.5 years of drought and severe famine. Now he says to the king of Israel, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, the prophets of Baal, 450, the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table.